From KUOW Seattle, this is The Record. With Ross Reynolds, I'm Marcy Silman. Mary Dispenza came out of the closet more than 20 years ago. At the time, the former nun was directing pastoral life services at the Seattle Archdiocese. Once Mary came out as gay, the church didn't let her keep that position for long. Mary says watching the gay vice principal of Eastside Catholic High School forced out of his job has been painful, and after 20 years, a little too close to home for comfort. Mary Dispenza, thank you so much for coming into the studio today.
You're welcome.
Can you tell us exactly what happened 20 years ago?
Yes. Interestingly enough, it seems like a long, long time ago, and then it just seems like yesterday. What happened was for many, many years, I denied the fact that I was lesbian and had an affection and an attraction for women. And that connects to the church also, because sexuality is and has been so suppressed. So one fine day, all of a sudden, I'm acknowledging and telling the truth about how I love. And it just so happens that at that time I was directing the pastoral life services for the Catholic Archdiocese. And for me, it was a day of great celebration. I was extremely ecstatic that finally I knew how I loved. And so I told my colleagues, and I tried very hard to see the Archbishop previous to that. And for whatever reason, I didn't get an appointment with him for several months. So in the meantime, I continued to tell my friends and again continued to try to see him. And the person I got to see in the meantime was the vicar of religious at that time. And I told her about my story and about coming out. And this is a piece I remember her saying to me, "You know, Mary, you don't need to tell anybody. You can just keep this quiet."
It's sort of like the Army's don't ask, don't tell policy.
Exactly. And at that time, Greta Kammermeier had just been in the same predicament I was in.
And she was a colonel in the military and came out and lost her job and embarked on a legal fight.
Exactly. And so I remember saying, "That's not good enough for me. I cannot keep silent." And I left her office and continued to learn about my life. And eventually I was featured in the Seattle Times in an article that they sensationalized with a headline, "Ex-Nun Comes Out of the Closet," and yet I had not been a nun for many, many, many years. However, in that article, I was asked, "What does the Catholic Church teach about homosexuality?" And I said, "The church teaches that you can be who you are, but you can't live that out." And I could have put a period, but for the first time, I found my voice, and I said, "I don't believe that God would gift us with our different sexualities and not let us live those out in return."
What happened?
Well, that did me under, so to speak. When I finally got to see the Archbishop after my job had been terminated, he said those were the lines that caused me to break allegiance with the Catholic Church. He said those I broke allegiance with the Catholic Church when you spoke those words.
I'm talking with Mary Dispenza, who was in 1992, which I believe is the year that this happened, working for the Archdiocese. Now, you have been watching, I'm sure with great personal interest, the story of the former vice principal at Eastside Catholic High School, Mark Zamuda, who I'm not sure if he was openly gay or not, but he had a job. It was after he legally married his partner that he says he was forced to resign.
Right.
What was your reaction?
Oh, mixed feelings. Sadness in that this is 20 years later. And in this regard, the church has not moved. And And, you know, we live in a different world, and I would like to think that Catholic Church could change, grow, become so much more than it is. And so this coming around again really saddened me and caused me to return to my own story. And the piece about even alluding to the fact that Samuda could possibly divorce so that he could keep his job.
And let me just backtrack, because that is something that subsequently came out, that he told, I believe, a student interviewer that he had been told, well, you know, if you consider divorcing your husband, you might be able to keep your job, just for people who haven't been following this story, which brings up some questions for me, because I thought divorce was not part of the policy of the Catholic Church either.
Exactly. In a way, to me, it gets back to that secrecy thing. Like, we can make this right if you're willing to adjust your life. Don't live in sync with it, which is so contradictory to what God, I believe, asks of us.
This is also, as you mentioned, you thought maybe the church should have come some ways since 1992. There's a new pope,
yes.
And Pope Francis, who caused quite a stir when he said on an airplane trip from South America back to Italy, who am I to judge gay members of the priesthood? He was speaking specifically of people who are ordained in the Catholic Church. How does that sort of rhetoric reconcile with something concrete like Mr. Zamuda losing his job?
It doesn't reconcile. And my immediate response to Francis's remark was, first, I'm glad to hear a positive remark. And secondly, I thought, on the other hand, the church, and you do judge gay persons, and you may say, who am I to judge, but as the representative of the Catholic Church that holds the position that it's okay to be gay, but you cannot live the gay life and embrace the love that you're called to. So it's a contradiction, and that's where I find mostly the fault with the church, is in the inconsistencies. They can hold their positions, but you can't speak both, respecting the gay persons and not allowing them.
Right. To be who they are.
To be who they are. It's a gross contradiction.
There's been quite an uproar from the student body and from many of the parents. Students have been protesting continually since this forced resignation. What does that say to you?
I am so proud of the students. And let's give credit to the Catholic schools, especially Eastside Catholic has. That's what they've created. Young students who speak out, tell the truth, and aren't afraid. So hooray. And after I came out, I volunteered for 15 years with the Lambert House, which is a homeless drop-in center for homeless youth, especially gay youth who are sometimes thrown out of their homes because of the religious positions of their families. So
that gives you some hope. What would you say to Mark Zamuda if you had the chance to speak with him?
Well, I would thank him thank you, Mark, for telling the truth and being bold and brave. I honor your love and your life, and it's because of people like you that the students you teach can have hope for a better world and an opportunity to live without shame the love and the lives God has called them to.
What's your relationship with the Catholic Church these days?
I'm not Catholic. It's very hard for me to say that, even at this point in my life. I feel with these kinds of situations as a gay person, the choices I had were to stay in the church and work within the church to change things. Leave the church and work from outside of the church to change things. I had invested so much in my life of my life in the Catholic Church, I did not want to fight for the church in any way. So I chose, the other choice I had was to continue my spiritual life in my own way, which is what I have done, and to try to live the gospel of love, reconciliation, and compassion, and live out my truth.
Mary Dispenza, thank you so much for coming in today.
You're welcome.
Mary Dispenza, a former employee of the Seattle Archdiocese, she lost her job in 1992 after she openly talked about who she was as a lesbian person. It's The Record from KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman. And just a quick addendum. Mark Zamuda, the former principal of Eastside Catholic, is not talking to the press right now. Neither is the principal of Eastside Catholic High School. We'll continue to follow this story. You can find all of our coverage about Eastside Catholic at our website. It's KUOW.org from 94.9 KUOW Seattle with Ross Reynolds. I'm Marcy Silman, and The Record continues.